Markets and governments around the world are making their way through uncharted waters today. A world financial system whose bedrock security, U.S. Treasury bonds, no longer enjoys a unanimous AAA credit rating. And officials at Standard & Poor's, which downgraded U.S. debt on Friday, followed up today with downgrades of the credit ratings of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, farm lenders, 32 banks, organizations that depend on federal dollars. President Obama spoke moments ago and responded to the downgrade.
What we need to do now is combine those spending cuts with two additional steps. Tax reform that will ask those who can afford it to pay their fair share, and modest adjustments to health care programs like Medicare.
Let's bring in Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News and host of the network's political webcast, Top Line. Rick, in a minute, we're going to talk with John Cassidy of The New Yorker about the downgrade and what it means financially. But what does this mean politically?
This is now going to be the hot football that's going on. It is either the Obama downgrade or the Tea Party downgrade, depending on your perspective on this. And we've seen the president and the White House since Friday night take aggressively on S&P and really question their motivations in all this and criticize them for making a political judgment. Meanwhile, politics is being played. You've got some Tea Partiers even going so far as to cheer the fact that there was a downgrade on Obama's watch because they feel like it was something that was warranted and that they've been warning against for some time. And from the other perspective, you've got Democrats in the White House saying that this was just pure political motivations and an attempt to embarrass the president. But this is the kind of thing that's going to have long-lasting political damage potentially for the president if it's not something he's able to inoculate himself from.
Well, but Rick Klein, on the other hand, if you go deeper into the S&P report and go beyond the headline that, as the S&P said, the government is dysfunctional and they want more long-term cuts, if you go beyond that headline, we're told by conservative analysts like Peter Morici that, in fact, S&P specifically cites Republicans for standing in the way of tax reform. And it would seem like what we heard was President Obama seizing on that, saying, in fact, I see this as a wake-up call, and the wake-up part is to get tax reform.
That's right, although it's not something that Republicans are likely to budge on. But from the perspective of a ratings agency, they don't care about how you close the deficit really as much as the fact that it is closed. And if it's revenues that are part of it, then I think they're happy to see that as part of the discussion. But realistically, that's not going to fly with Republicans. That's not the political environment we're in right now. The president said that he's going to put forward some of his own recommendations in addition to helping the Special Super Deficit Commission conduct its work. But this is going to be now a hot topic through the remainder of this year, probably through the remainder of this term for the president, something he's going to be dealing with constantly on the reelection campaign at the very least.
Well, to talk more about the politics, again, we're going to talk about the finance in a moment. Some of the fingers pointing on the Republican side, presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann, one who says this downgrade happened on the president's watch. Senator John McCain saying it happened because the president failed to lead. But again, it would seem, Every economic analyst that we spoke to last week said that they felt there was too much cuts in spending short term, not enough of a padding put in through spending or tax reform. And now S&P, again, when you look deeper, seems to say the same thing, that you had people blocking things that were needed in the short term. So and we have the president getting up and saying the same thing he's been saying for months. At some point, when you have things like the polls that came out last week showing how few people in the U.S. support the Tea Party, does that have to shift at some point?
You'd think at a certain point it does reach that threshold, but right now we're seeing the Tea Party stronger than ever, and their point of view.
Do you mean dug in more than ever?
I think both dug in more than ever and wielding more political influence than ever. The very fact of that agreement that was reached last week, the fact that they feel this is something that fuels their argument, whether or not that's exactly what S&P says or not. The Tea Party is at a big moment for its own politics. Now, it may go too far, and that's the big danger for them as they move into the presidential year. But at this moment, the Tea Party that didn't even exist a few years ago created this entire moment over the debt debate and now is able to declare some modicum of victory and validation in this S&P report.
It'll be interesting to see what the polls say this week, which pointed finger over the weekend worked. The John Kerry, a senator from Massachusetts, who called it the Tea Party write down, or in Michelle Bachmann, who blamed it on President Obama. Meanwhile, stocks have dropped today about 400 points, but despite the downgrade, investors pulling out of stocks are flocking today to buy Treasury bonds. Now, you know, analysts are saying that this can underscore another claim the president made today, which is that investors still have faith in U.S. credit. They're buying those Treasury bonds like crazy today.
That's right. And it doesn't really matter what a ratings agency does by itself. It's only the impact, and that's as much weight as you want to give to them. As you mentioned, there are two other ratings agencies that still give us top billing in terms of risk, and a lot of other smart people that say there's zero chance of default for the U.S. government. So it is also a question of where else does the money go if you want security and safety, regardless of what S&P says in this. So they're under a lot of pressure. Obviously, they've come under a lot of fire in the last couple of days over all of this. But the immediate impact, you're exactly right. It's not that people are flooding or fleeing the U.S. Treasury market because they think they're not going to get paid. It's that they're looking for other alternatives, and there is some panic in the market today for sure.
Well, and President Obama also, in his defense, it would seem, quoted Warren Buffett as saying that he would, if there was a quadruple rating, A rating, that's what Warren Buffett would give to the U.S.
That's right. And he said we're still a AAA country and will be regardless of what a ratings agency says.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, host of the network's political webcast Top Line. Just briefly, we've got about 30 seconds here, Rick. I was going to say, what's the buzz in Washington? But it's sort of empty there.
It is a pretty empty Washington. Most of the buzz in New York today, but I think a lot of folks just waiting to see how the president handles this. This was the first time that he has weighed in directly on this and criticized S&P. He didn't do so by name, and that's something a lot of people are talking about. He doesn't want to be seen as coming in and really offering sour grapes.
Yeah. Well, some of these lawmakers go out to those fairs and eat those unbelievable chocolate marshmallow things that they eat at the fairs in August. They'll be hearing about this as well, I'm sure. Rick, thanks as always.
Thank you.